got my head, but my head is unraveling. Can't keep control, can't keep track of where it's traveling. I got my heart, but my heart's no good. And you're the only one that's understood. I come along, but I don't know where you're taking me. I shouldn't go, but you're reaching, dragging, shaking me. Turn off the sun, pull the stars from the sky. The more I give to you, the more I die.
was the end of the world. Back to the street where we began. Feeling as good as love you could, you can. Into a place where thoughts can bloom. Into a room where it's 9 in the afternoon. And we know that it could. So you do. We're feeling so good, just the way that we do when it's 9 in the afternoon.
To come, orders, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You made it through our being interviewed on Radio Voodoo. This is World Poetry Open Mic. I'm Jay Todd, your humble host. Sitting on my left-hand side, he is the man that redefines fly fishing. He is Michael Amade.
And you know what? I have yet to catch a fish, but the experience of being catapulted into a deep lake is so fun.
Nice. And for those that weren't live at the Radio Voodoo event, do we let them in on the joke?
Which joke?
The fact fly that fishing one.
The fly fishing? You tell about it, yeah.
All right. So Mike gets off stage after being interviewed. It was a good lengthy interview.
Oh.
And he realizes that His fly is open, and he did the whole interview with his fly now.
There's a theory about that. Now, to be fair, I was dressed in layers.
That's true. You were.
I like to wear 2 to 3 to 4, sometimes 5 or 6 layers at the time. You never know.
It's amazing.
You never know what's going to happen.
You never know if you're going to need some sort of emergency.
Like a tourniquet.
Or a rope to climb down out of a castle window.
Yes.
That's happened to me a few times.
Me too. It's odd.
Even just dress up like a ghost, you know, and that's... you know, so these are things that I've been really, really fortunate. So that's why I dress in layers, and this is another example. Thank the Lord I was wearing underwear.
Yes.
I don't want to scare the hell out of anybody.
And sitting on his left-hand side, the man that does scare the hell out of everybody, the most qualified sound man in all of Denver, he is the Half Squatch.
Good evening, all. Thank you, Jay Todd.
20 years experience and counting, my
friend. The most overqualified man in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That would be a new commercial.
You know what? I've been making grilled cheeses longer than that, though. That doesn't make me qualified to be a grilled cheese master.
You are.
Sure it does.
Cheese master, all right. You are a cheese master.
Some would argue with you and say I'm more of a ham master, but, you know.
There you go.
Ham and cheese.
I'm a bunch of ham and cheese.
It's a bit punny. A little bit of wine in there. Anyway.
Wow, that's the entire Michael Amade show right there. Ham and cheese.
and a lot of sad songs played on the world's tiniest violin.
There you go. All right, so what we do here is we do poetry. I will get to our rules in just a moment. I do want to thank naturebox.com. for making this possible. You saw them on the left-hand side of your screen. I talk in shorthand. on the way in, go ahead and click on them. Get some healthy snacks. Get some non-GMO and sugar-free. I do believe they have sugar-free.
They have all kinds of stuff. It's great.
Healthy snacking, basically. We all snack from time to time. It's making the right decisions in your life.
It's totally true. I love the idea of you speaking in shorthand, actually. I was thinking about it. Be like, it lit sad neat but sponsor it neat and healthy snack.
Well,
healthy snack.
You know, it's kind of funny because technically we do all speak in shorthand.
Yes.
Because shorthand is the sound.
Yes.
Shorthand is writing the sound that you make.
Really?
Not the word. So when you read it back, it's actually the word.
You mean phonetically?
Yes. Yeah,
writing phonetically.
Well, no, not words, sounds.
Do I do that?
Yes.
Everybody talks in shorthand. Never mind.
All right. So, trust him. He's the haiku master.
Let me back this up, though. Why do we write? To communicate words we were already saying. So, boom.
But a stenographer is typing in
doesn't
shorthand.
Have a job without the language already existing.
All right. This debate's for another
never
time.
Mind. I'm
all right.
Sorry, people.
Save us from ourselves. We do poetry here. One to 5, 1 to 10 minutes. You know, basically, we have no time constraints anymore. We do have certain rules that we go by. We want it PG-13 or better. We want it appropriate for all ages.
And so if you're going to keep us here 4 hours, please send us a pizza or something.
Yes, exactly.
And order let a pizza. Us know.
And send it to the World Poetry Open Mic headquarters. All the good pizza joints know where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
So, right now you're going to want to call in 720-240-9766. Once again, 720-240-9766. Call now.
Hey, guys. I know you're out there. You're not calling. You got to call. Our lines are open right now. It's 720-240-9766. I know you're nervous, but hey, there's a first time for everything.
Hook, line, and sinker, drop it down to the bottom. Butterfly flow, flick a saw to the top. Kill for the thrill, cut it, stick it where you got 'em. Circle rolling under, running red to the stop. Where's your mother? Fall down dead. Dirty mind, dirty mouth, pretty little head. I wish you were here, I wish you'd make my bed. Dirty mind, dirty mouth, pretty little head. Ooh. Ooh.
wish you were here. I wish you'd make my bed. Dirty mind, dirty mouth, pretty little head. But where's your mother? Fall down dead. Dirty mind, dirty mouth, pretty little head. I wish you were here. I wish you'd make my bed. Dirty mind, dirty mouth, pretty little head.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
When I look in my father's eyes, Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
You are at the Hall of Justice, poetic justice, I may add. This is Jay Todd, ready with lots of heavy hitters as far as poetry comes. We do have a new caller with us, a new family member.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to take a moment. Honey Heartbreaker, thank you very much for having us on Radio Voodoo last night.
It was fun last night.
It was.
Despite
it really
the breeze
was.
On stage. Yeah. It was very, very nice.
It was quite breezy.
Breeze? I didn't feel no breeze.
Well, you didn't feel a breeze.
And also, thank you for inviting us to the amazing after party also. And the wonderful experience that we had. There was Brandon, their sound guy, made tacos. And then whatever that voodoo gal Chelsea laid on me, holy moly.
You are digging yourself in such a hole right now. My Lord. Could you be less descript and more incriminating?
It was a mixture of a fireball shot and Angry Orchard apple, I guess.
It's a cider.
Hard apple cider.
Yeah, it's a hard apple cider.
And it was like Christmas exploded in my mouth. It was very good.
That happened last Christmas. Mrs. Underhill, if you're listening... We watched him the whole time.
Yes.
He was fine.
Like you said, JT takes good care of us.
That's right. Yeah, JT does take good care of us.
So, all right. That being said, we do want to get to your poetry.
That's it.
But I do want to say one more thing on the Radio Voodoo. The first caller we have tonight was actually the person that's question was used as the Facebook question.
That's right.
So they're looking around in the Voodoo Vault for a prize for her to send out to Pennsylvania. Please welcome Ellie.
Get her on the line here.
Hey, Ellie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. Congratulations on getting your question chosen to be asked of us from the stage.
On Radio Voodoo.
Oh, how did you like the question?
I liked it. It was very good. And it was really, when you hear it Monday, you will laugh because Michael paraphrases and boils down what I say in such a manner that I had to call him out on it.
Oh, so fitting.
It was really a surprise today, so apparently I'm being sent a gift.
Yeah, they're looking around in the Voodoo Vault. They're going to find some sort of prize to send out to you, and I want to say congratulations.
Oh, wonderful. Well, it would be fun to see what I never expected it in a million years. I thought of the question. I thought it would be a question that you guys would enjoy talking about.
And we do. Really, this show is nothing without the people we interact with.
That's what the whole show is about. Yeah. I mean, that's really been the whole thing. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I thought, that's a question they'll really like answering, and you could talk endlessly about and all that. So.
Yes, thank you.
Anyway, I've been told that it's raining there.
Yes, actually, as I pulled up to the World Poetry Open Mic Studios, there was a storm bearing down on us like a hot wind out of Mordor, and I'm telling you, I'm glad we are down in the studios.
Jeez, Bo!
What?
Underhill, what are you doing?
Everything I like is a what? Simile?
A simile. Yes.
What a simile.
Yes.
Well, I've got two, oddly enough, I picked out two poems about rain.
All right.
Is that it? Pretty apropos, huh?
It is apropos.
Anyway, the first...
And fitting, too.
The first one is called Twilight Tears.
All right.
A rain of indigo twilight tears blinded the lover's moon. Petals fell from their touch, too sad to blossom the morrow. Sapphire shadows of sadness tread the lonely garden path.
Well done.
Thank you. And the second one I have is called Love Rains, but I spelled it R-E-I-G-N-S. As if the sky knew to weep, a sadness deep within. Yet a year ago this night, storm and pouring rain could not keep the stars of love from his eyes. Too soon extinguished by war, he so braved. But his poetry lives on to fill her heart with love. Forever rainy nights will remind her of the stars that shone for her alone.
Wow.
another stunning piece.
Ellie, you always start. You start the show so nicely every week. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. It's just a gift, you know, a gift to be here with all of you. And I don't know why I start the show every night, but I always think that's just the neatest thing in the world, and it works out that way.
Oh, you're dedicated to your craft, is all.
Well, I think what Dennis was on the phone and said, let me go first. He called in before me.
Yeah, well, sure. Clear away the smoke and mirrors we're using. Thanks.
No. Actually, what happened, so everybody's listening, is Dennis called first. Ellie called second. Dennis said, I'll go first unless Ellie calls in, and then if she does, let her go first, and I'll go second.
All right.
And so that's exactly how it played out.
Dennis is very giving that way.
Very much so.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, you guys are wonderful. You do such a great job. And I thank you for all your hard work and making this all happen. You're really all wonderful. So God bless all three of you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Ellie.
Thank you. And thanks for being a part of it.
All right, guys. Well, I'll go and listen to the show.
All right, great. Have a great night, and we hope you enjoy it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you, too.
Love you, too, Dolly.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's how it's done.
That is how it's done.
Wow.
In the words of the famous poet, that is how it is done.
That's how it's done.
That's how poets talk. Do you know that?
That's the way they talk?
Some of them.
I would be surprised to hear them all speak that way, especially since we have so many.
Well, I've been watching from around the world. You know, we have lots of different voices and lots of different.
Oh,
there's different parts of the world. There's different, you know,
very true,
appendages
very true
attached to each of these. You know, there's the finger, there's the boot, there's the, you know, and there's the mittens.
There's the mitten state.
And so our next caller is Dennis from the mitten state.
Hello.
Hello, World Poetry Open Mic.
How you doing, brother?
Here I am.
How's it going?
Another Friday. Thank you.
Yes, and thank you for letting me follow Miss Ellie. It's always a treat for me.
She's got some good work, and a lot of it, too.
Yes, she does. I'm real proud of her. She's quite the prolific writer, and she's been a wonderful friend over the years. So,
and you're no slouch either.
Good for her.
Yes, and you're no slouch either, my friend.
I try not to be. I guess we all have to hold up our parts.
There you go.
Well, I have a couple of quick poems for you tonight. The first one I'd like to read is a poem by Raj Kumar.
All right.
He's our poet friend from Calcutta, India.
Yes.
He regrets that he cannot get through as easily as he did while he was visiting here in the U.S. And he asked that someone might share some of his poetry. So I contacted him and let him know that I'd be glad to do that for him. And the poem I have tonight that he wrote, is the title is Memory.
All right.
And it's in the Elf Chen form, which is a new form to me, and it's quite interesting. And I'll have to try writing some of it sometime. But this is his poem, Memory. Narrow echoes face. Memory transcripts feelings. Fading hours of life. Forgetfulness. Sound echoes wind, vibrations vacillate sky, heartaches run down spine, immobile. Love floods heart, quietude prevails upon lonely hours of night, silence. Songs, blooming flowers, bring back memories, brighten my darkest hours, peace.
Well written, Raj. Well read, Dennis.
Absolutely.
Very, very well done.
Yeah, well, thank you. He's also a prolific poet, and I'm glad to share his work with you.
And he's a prolific poet and a strong supporter of the show. From that far away, heck yes.
Yeah. Yes, he is. And too bad he couldn't be reading it for himself. But I'm glad to step in when I can.
Yes.
My second poem I'm sorry to step on you there. My second poem.
Sorry. It's all right.
The title of my poem is Master of the Spheres, and it's written in the monotetra form.
All right.
All right.
The Ancient One, Master of the Spheres, he ruled them all 10,000 years. Among the gods, he had no peers. He was premier. He was premier. In all those years, he reigned with grace. Despite the trials he did face, in wisdom, he led every race, each in their space, each in their space. His scepter was lost one dark day as rivals dared to him betray, and in chains they led him away, evil to stay. Wars then broke out, chaos ensued, the realm of the spheres came unglued. In mournful lament, they all conclude, we missed the dude. We missed the dude.
Wow. Nice.
That's great.
Well done, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very cool.
Man. All right. Well, Dennis, another stellar showing, man. Every week, it just keeps getting better and better. Thank you.
Well, I have to keep honing my skills to stay on the radio.
Oh,
you got to work for this time here, Dennis. It's not
yes,
free.
Yeah. It's not like we do this for free or anything. And to answer your question for Radio Voodoo, because I actually caught wind of it before they went on stage, we all do actually normally hold regular jobs as well as do this radio show.
Well, I have to. Michael does not have a regular job.
Michael's never had a regular job in his life. However,
Michael's job is really quite interesting. He's got an if factor job.
Okay.
So,
wow.
If the tank busts open, he will be in 4 feet of shark-infested water.
Wow.
Or if the tigers escape, he will have to deal with 3 of them.
Hopefully not. Hopefully none of those
never
happen.
But yes. So he's got a really interesting job, and it's not a regular daytime job either.
No,
it's overnight, so it definitely does come out of that, you know, ordinary range.
Ellie's question was a much better one. You picked the right person. They did, and I'm really glad to help participate in that. And I'm looking forward to Michael singing tonight.
I am too.
So am I.
So I'll let you go. Let somebody else get on, and I thank you again for having us be able to call in. You guys, once again, are very much appreciated, and God bless you all.
Thank you.
Thank you
for being a regular caller, too.
Oh, yeah. Dennis, thanks so much, man.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right. So that's Dennis from the Mitten State. And
does he wear mittens in the summer?
Wait. You do remember the band last night.
The band
night
last night. Their name was
Naked.
Naked except for
Mittens.
Wait,
maybe they're all from.
They're all from Michigan.
What?
Whoa.
What?
But we have somebody that might or might not be naked except for
right,
poetry.
Let me get him here real quick. Let me get him up. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
It
Welcome
is
from California. He is the Rock and Roll Cowboy.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, brother?
All right. Good to hear that.
Yeah.
Another great show already starting off today.
Thank you.
It's been going good so far.
Yeah, so far so good.
Don't worry. We'll find a way to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat.
We always
right
do.
Actually, actually flip that. The jaws of victory, we will snatch defeat.
He already ruined it. See right there.
See,
man.
I can't even do it, man. I can't even do my own
See,
joke.
You just did by mixing your words up.
Way to go.
Yep.
By the way,
Jay Todd.
Yeah.
You need to look at my Facebook page. You're starring in a new cartoon.
Oh no. Did you bit strip me again?
But anyways, I do have a couple of short poems for you tonight.
All right.
All right. This first one is called Fake Jewelry. You display the earth proudly like a rock on your like it's a rock on your finger, even though it is set in a gold-plated band. Wearing it with pride-plated sincerity, you try to hide the tarnished memory that sucked up all your oxygen and put you in a new moon state of mind. One day, that shining coat will flake off, exposing the truth that the necklace draped over your chest is nothing more than imitation pearls, a symbolic gesture in showing how you truly feel about the ozone layer protecting your heart.
Well done, my friend. I saw that. I looked it up while you're reading. Oh, my goodness, dude. That's fitting. But we'll cover that in a moment. You said you had one more?
Yeah, I have one more, yeah.
All right. We'll cover your cartoon in just a moment, though.
Okay. This one's called Reverse Psychology. My fingers walk a fine line along the outskirts of an unknown silhouette. There is a certain familiarity about the path my fingers are making on freshly printed paper that causes a cut beneath my nail. Without clippers or a hammer, I am left with no choice but to sign my name in blood in order to save my shadow from a permanent blackout. There you go.
Hey, stellar work, man.
Thank you.
Now, the reason why your cartoon is so fitting is... In 48 hours, I'm going to be announcing for Primo's Pro Wrestling Cash Pot 4. And you have us in a wrestling ring in this. I'm like, that's just synergy right there.
Well, and you know the other part of this that's really awesome, Dale, is that while he's doing that, the other two members of the Scourge are sitting back smacking their heads like, ugh.
Yes.
But by the way,
hey, look, what do you know? I was that's pretty cool that worked out like that.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Well, hey, by the way, though, I wanted to, after seeing that bit strip, I want to give you a title for a potential poem for next week. If you can make it happen.
What's that?
Son of a bit strip.
Son of a bit strip. Son nice. Of a bit strip.
There you go.
See if you can turn that into something. That yeah, there you go.
Yeah, all right. I'll have to do that. So,
excellent.
Anyways, okay, I'll let you guys get back and get some more people in the air. I just, but thank you again for allowing me to read my work, and you guys are doing a great job.
Hey, Dale, it's a pleasure, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
They like us. They really, really like us.
I don't know. I've been told we smell funny sometimes, though, too.
Well, that's part of JT's job.
For telling us how bad we
are. Yes.
Exactly. All right. Now, we actually have, we had Lewis coming up next here, but it looks like we lost him on the caller. However.
We'll have you call back during the next segment. We'll move you to the top.
Yeah. So, we're going to move straight ahead to a first-time caller. Her name is.
Soon to be long-time caller.
Hopefully so. We're going to get her on the line here. Her name is Vivian. Vivian, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. Hi, Vivian.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for the warm welcome.
Oh, always glad to have new members of our family. What do you got for us tonight?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, what do you have for us tonight?
I wrote a poem called Anchor.
Okay. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
I'm a bit nervous because I've never done anything like this before.
You're going to be fine, Vivian. You're going to be just fine.
It's just the three of us listening to you. That's all. You're good.
I am wearing vampire teeth though, just to kind of scare the. So if that's scary, weird, but it's more weird, not even scary. It just makes me look silly.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
All right. Here it goes. Everyone has an anchor. It pulls you down. It can make you drown. Everyone has an anchor. It can control your life. It can make you see in black and white. Everyone has an anchor. It can bring you to tears, even when it's been absent for years. Everyone has an anchor. Some are big, some are small, some are unmoved like a brick wall. Everyone has an anchor, but your anchor is not you. Wow. Thank you.
Very well done, Vivian.
Well done, yes.
Love your work.
That was really nice. Do you write poetry a lot?
Yes, I do. Very much so.
You know, we'd like to invite you, you know, on the air. You've already called, but we'd like to invite you to call back and keep
sharing your work, yeah.
Keep sharing, keep reading.
I'd love to.
Be awesome. Excellent.
Welcome to the family, Vivian.
Thank you.
We love you.
Well, we move pretty fast in this. We move very quickly in this relationship. Can you tell, Vivian?
Yes. Well, we love all our callers, really.
Yes, we do.
Some more than others. No. I'm kidding. No. Vivian, thank you so much, and you did a great job. You can feel great about your performance on the show tonight.
Thanks.
All right. Keep listening. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
That's the new family member, Vivian. Right here on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
All right. Vivian, if you're listening, we'll give you your $20 for being so good on the air later.
Yes. Darn it.
All right.
How come all these poets call our show and they're so much better than I am?
Well, never mind. Actually, you know what? Okay, first of all, so we do all this like joking around and everything like that. We have these things that pop in our head where we sometimes act like we're ripping on each other and everything.
Yeah.
Nothing could actually be further from the truth about how we actually approach our friendship here or the people on the air, the people who call in.
No, that's true.
And so the thing I want to take the time, because the first thing that came to my mind just now was, well, they have to call in to keep you from reading on the air.
Yeah, there you go.
That is a complete ridiculous. Yeah, that's totally not real.
I know.
And I'm not saying that for you. I'm also saying it for people listening. Is that, no, I actually, and I think they all agree with me, you do some very solid work, and it's a pleasure to hear you read, and it's also a pleasure to hear everybody who calls in read as well, and I love the community we build, and there's no judgment here, and it's really about you being able to express yourself, and I'm happy to be surrounded by all of you.
I gotta say, I work with two of the best in the business, and I wouldn't want to be working with anybody else doing the show. I know we tease a lot, and it comes across crass sometimes, but I just want you guys to know, I respect you guys. You're the most talented.
Thank you. I mean, we went out to have ramen, authentic Japanese ramen, last night before Radio Voodoo.
Great choice.
And it was
kind
of weird, though. We ended up actually having a Lady and the Tramp moment, but I didn't even know that noodles had three ends. That's
neither
weird,
did I.
Man.
It was really weird.
And we suddenly looked up, and I'm like 2 inches away from a goatee, like, what's going on here? And I just suddenly realized, you know, this is meant to be.
Yes. I just snorted coffee. Thank you.
Well done.
All right. So.
All right. Who do we got next?
We have an incredibly serious poet. Actually, we do have an incredibly serious poet, but he likes to rip on me all the time, which
seriously
I think is great.
Seriously skilled.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah.
So we have Mr. Don Hagelberg on the line. Are you there, sir?
I am.
Welcome, Don.
Welcome to you, too. Oh. This is Santa Claus.
Oh, man.
Am I early again?
Well, just a little bit.
Oh.
But it's okay.
To sleep.
This is getting very entertaining by the Now, what do you have for us, sir?
This poem is entitled, Once I Caught the Acne of Poetry.
All right.
Once I caught the acne of poetry, it broke out in bumps between my fingers, but only when I scribbled or wrote. Then it erupted on my face cheeks in white ink pots of pimples on pink flesh, which burst when either I recited or spoke. Out loud and simultaneously, stood upright. Embarrassed and ashamed, I hid my poetry until it curdled into cheese with the ability to live through and make use of suffering. Blue cheese poured onto salad experience. Tomatoes, spinach, jicama, cucumbers, and celery. The acne of poetry once flared up explodes at unknown lifetimes. Once itched, it craves and goads. End text.
You got mad poetry skills.
If you had a case of acne when in an adolescent, you'll be picking up on that. That's the time I tried to poetry.
Wow, brother. And once again, your delivery.
Thank you very much for the program and the time on the air. And the most importantly, the sponsor, too. This is important.
Yes.
And I guess I shall say good night.
Thank you, Don. And once again, I do want to say your delivery is superlative. Is that the right adjective?
Too many syllables for me, Don.
I know. Too many for me, too.
Thank you, Don.
All right. I think I actually used that word correct.
Enjoy the rest of the evening.
You too, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, wow. Crazy days.
Way too funny.
I've had way too much caffeine today.
Oh.
Way too much.
Really?
I didn't think there was such a thing.
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes, though, having caffeine in your system when doing a show like this makes you sharp. It kind of allows the show to be a little bit more, well, I'll just say it. It allows the show to be superlative. It really does.
Thank you.
Yes.
Jesus.
I can't even comment. I can't even comment.
Sorry, guys. I'm a little sorry. I'm feeling a little disestablishment right now. A little disestablishmentarian. Well, I mean, I'm involved in this group that we really like to talk about disestablishmentarianism, and it's really there's another group that doesn't like us. They're kind of anti-disestablishmentarian.
Oh, jeez.
But I figured we're just using words to use words here. Is this what we're
doing? Oh my God!
This is a poetry show.
You know, aardvarks when they work out. No, I'm gonna stop.
Stop it now.
Stopping now.
Oh, okay. Dear Lord! And just when you thought it couldn't get any worse,
we have Steve on the line. Hello, sir.
Good evening. How are we all today?
We're doing very well.
We're doing very good, Steve. Better now that we're talking to you.
We're superlative.
No, stop. I do not think that you...
You did not use it correctly that time.
Really? The highest quality.
No,
oh, my gosh.
Never mind.
I'm looking at it right now.
Late show this evening. Time for me to lower the quality somewhat.
You may make it less superlative.
And as much as I love everyone who has called in so far... Have to give a special thank you to Vivian.
Yeah.
Welcome to the family, Vivian. Absolutely. Keep it up.
Absolutely.
I have two pieces this evening, but before I do that, I would just, if I may, do a public service reminder to those in the New York metropolitan area. This weekend is the New York Poetry Festival held on Governor's Island, a magnificent, beautiful venue. It is 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. There are three stages with scheduled readings. There is a Daisy Circle for open mic. Show up, put your name on the list, and you can read. And there are about 30 publishers who will have their books for sale, all in the brilliant sunshine overlooking the New York skyline and Our Lady of the Harbor. Come one, come all.
And we were talking a little bit about it before we, you know, when we were doing all the answering all the phones and everything, and you were explaining there's a lot of different cool events as well. I mean, there's, it sounds like an event that I would, the whole thing we were discussing aside, I would be there for, you know, through the whole weekend. It actually sounds very cool.
Yeah
it does.
It really is. Can you hear me better? I had the phone on speaker before. I was wondering why I was hearing some strange reverb.
No, we can hear you better.
You're good.
Okay. Yes, in addition to the publishers who are there, the three stages for readings, they're having there are performance artists who are going to be doing things. There are some musicians who will be strolling around. The island itself is just a beautiful place to walk around, ride a bicycle around. Like I say, you are in the middle of New York Harbor, overlooking the skyline, the Statue of Liberty, and unfortunately, New Jersey.
Yes. New Jersey place. Isn't that a great place to be from, as long as you're out? Yeah,
no.
New Jersey's entire raison d'etre is because you don't need Philly too close to New York, so you need something in between.
I've actually been in a conversation in New York, Steve, where someone said they were from New Jersey, and there was a long, awkward pause, and everybody went...
Somebody has to be.
Exactly. You
know, well, and thank you better for doing them it for than us. Me.
Exactly.
Oh. But there's also, they are doing the typewriter project, where there are going to be actual typewriters, for those of us old enough to remember them, set up on desks, and people can come by, type a line, a few lines, whatever, and then move on, and they're going to be archiving and publishing online the mishmash creation that comes from the typewriter project. And then there is, as I was telling you, the poetry brothel.
Yeah. Poetry brothel, I'm all about that.
I thought there was one in Denver. I'm wrong. There is not yet one in Denver. There is New York, Chicago, New Orleans, I think L.A., and then one or two in England, and I think in Germany.
Okay. How does this work?
It is young women wearing bustiers, corsets, etc., etc., taking you into a room that is decked out as if it was a turn-of-the-century French bordello, and instead of servicing you in other ways, they recite poetry to you.
Nice! We need one here in Denver.
Okay, so I'd like to announce that there will be a poetry brothel started in Denver. No, I'm kidding. No, actually, very
Michael, no one wants to see you in garters and, you know, sheer fishnets or anything like that.
You know,
however,
I have proven that time after time after time on the streets of Denver.
I do have to say this. Honey Heartbreaker, if you're listening right now,
that's a different story.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yes. There are attractive women in Denver, and so that's definitely possible.
Well, if you can take a look at a poetry brothel, if you Google that term, they will give a far better explanation of it than what I do.
Well, I appreciate your explanation. Yeah.
But it's a wonderful event this weekend. This is the fourth annual one, and it's just a celebration of the art form.
Awesome.
So anyone in the New York metropolitan area, and the ferry ride out to Governor's Island is free. So.
Guys, if you're
how many things do New York are free?
If you're in New York and you're a poet, you need to get out there this weekend, basically.
Exactly.
That sounds great.
Exactly. But speaking of poetry,
yes.
If I may, I've got one fairly short one, and only if the haiku master will allow me, I have a haiku as well.
That'll be fine.
Are you all right with that?
I am good with that. I'm good with that.
All right, he's
this
okay with that.
This is master-approved haiku.
Well, he hasn't heard it yet. We will go with the haiku first.
Okay.
Right.
Woman I once knew, fine and white as snow she was, and just as frigid.
Nice.
Yes, very good.
Very good.
Nice.
I apologize for the calls you're going to be getting from women saying,
"Who's that misogynist from New York?"
No,
we'll only get one call from one woman, but no, I think she's already disgruntled.
Well, no, and you know, Jay Todd's wife likes to call him after the show, but we mostly get emails, so I mean, that's the other thing.
Okay. And now for something completely different.
All right.
This is called Far Green Hills. Drawn back to family memory, those gatherings marking the passage of time, christenings, communions, weddings, and wakes, all held in the shadow of those far green hills. The greenhorns sipped and remembered, the narrowbacks drank and told jokes, the cousins in Sunday suits sat silent and nervous, while Da softly whispered the songs of home and the shadows of those far green hills. Those far green hills we never saw, those hills that were never our own, the places we never wandered, yet they remained then and always the place we called home. Still we yearn for those far green hills, abandoned so long ago, shrouded now in memory's view, seen only with the eyes of the dead. concrete canyons we toil, in glass boxes where the sun never shines, in fields of cement we linger, dreaming of those far green hills.
Masterfully done.
Wow.
Been thinking about my grandparents a lot lately and all the benefits they gave me.
Yes.
Gentlemen, I have taken way too much of your time. Thank you for everything you do for all of us, as always, and can't wait to hear the other callers.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Take care. Bye. Right,
have a great weekend. Bye.
Steve from New York, wrapping up this set of callers. Now we're going to do another call-in segment if you want to call in.
We had a few people try to call in during this last one. We can't answer then, so...
Yeah.
Once we start,
once
try
we
back.
Start our per, yeah, once we start our call-in segue
segment.
Segment. There we go.
It's a superlative.
Wow. All right. So, I'm going to read a poem and I didn't write it. And I'm no one person in our audience will probably love this as our spoken word piece. Our Mr. Dale from California. Now listen. Not a dime. I can't pay my rent. I can barely make it through the week. Saturday night, I'd like to make my girl, but right now I can't make ends meet. I'm always working, slaving, every day. Gotta get away from the same old, same old. I need a chance just to get away. If you could hear me think, this is what I'd say. Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? In looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better than this. They say I spend my money on women and wine. But I couldn't tell you where I spent last night. I'm really sorry about the shape I'm in. I just like my fun every now and then. I'm always working, slaving, every day. Gotta get away from that same old, same old. I need a chance just to get away. If you could hear me think, this is what I'd say. Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better than this. You see, I raise a toast to all of us. We're breaking our backs every day. If wanting a good life is such a crime, then Lord, put me away. Here's to you. Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better than this. Wisdom from Poison.
Every rose has its thorn.
I almost did that one. All right. So I do have one. It's a submission. And it's submitted by somebody actually very special to me. My brother-in-law, my wife's brother, called me 2 days ago and said he'd written a poem. And I'm like, all right, let's hear it. And he doesn't like to call radio shows, that sort of thing. So I'm like, okay, I'll read it on your behalf. So this is what he wrote. This is entitled My Parents by Ole Blatter in Glasgow, Montana. Mother was dear, but it seemed like she could only hear out of one ear. Father was big and ornery as a steer. But he didn't drink any beer. Sometimes he would sneer. But they made it clear, if you did something wrong, they'd paddle your rear. And would cause a big tear, so we had reason to fear when they were near. There's another reason that we had to fear when they tried to steer. We thought the end was near. Because they both had a hard time hearing, and their eyesight was not too clear. So if it was as if they were drinking beer when they tried to steer. I'm like, right on, brother.
Well done.
Ole, you rock, my friend.
Well done.
I'm going to clap on that one, too. Ole, yes. You did very good.
Absolutely.
All right. So that brings us up to a hard break. Wait, we own this now. We don't have hard breaks. We're going to take another segment where people can call in.
Yeah. A soft break with a gentle landing.
Yes. Call in now, 720-240-9766. Once again,
720-240-9766. Call now.
Bienvenue, Vikomen, welcome, come on in. Lines are now open if you're calling from outside the country. Country code 1, area code 720, phone number 240-9766 to get a hold of the World Poetry Open Mic crew. That's J. Todd, Michael, and JT.
After all the jets are in the boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed, you can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers clearly. A broom is drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere a king has no wife. And the wind, it cries very.
Poetry Open Mic wants you to know about a unique way to give back to the world around you. Support rescued wild animals by supporting the Wild Animal Sanctuary, located in Hudson, Colorado. They have over 700 acres of land dedicated as a sanctuary for large carnivore rescues. Yeah, they have lions, tigers, and bears, oh my, plus much more. There are multiple ways you can help. Your entry fee for visiting the sanctuary goes to support these amazing animals, while you get to see them up close and in person. You can adopt an animal. Or my favorite way is by visiting benefitwines.com/TWAS and ordering a bottle of wine with all the proceeds going to the Wild Animal Sanctuary. Each bottle has a collector's label with a wild animal on it. Collect them all. For more information, visit wildanimalsanctuary.org or benefitwines.com/TWAS. The Wild Animal Sanctuary, providing a safe home for rescued large carnivores since 1980. What are you waiting for? Now's the perfect time to call 720-240-WPOM. That's 720-240-9766 to share your poetry or spoken word art with the masses.
That's right, segment two. We are at the Hall of Doom.
And we're doomed.
Speaking of doomed.
Legion of Doom.
We have two rules here.
What?
Two rules.
What?
No F-bomb.
What?
And
wait,
no hate
who?
Speech.
Who? What? That wasn't hate speech.
No, but it was an F-bomb.
There were
that
two.
Song.
What?
Yes.
No.
You're banned.
Really? Okay.
Penalty box for you. So, Michael and I will be doing the second segment by ourselves because the board monkey broke his own rule.
My gosh. It's like mom and dad fighting at Thanksgiving dinner. Would you just calm down? It was a Green Day song. That's more offensive.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
I'm sorry. I used to be a music critic, everybody. Sorry about that.
You still are a music critic. You just don't write.
I just sit in the corner and make comments.
Yes. Wow. You and your younger brother have something in common.
We do, actually. My little brother's actually funnier about it than I am, though.
Very much so.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
All right. So what do we got next? We got callers.
We have amazing callers this time, actually.
Right.
And by the way, when I say amazing, I mean that with a U-H. All right. So a long-time friend of the show. Let's get right into it because we have some people on hold from a long distance. So first of all, let's just get on first person on the call, a long-time friend of the show. We haven't heard from him
in a while,
but we still love his work. Oh, 1 second here. Let me
Back
get ready.
And stronger than ever. He's from Ohio. He is known as Tate.
Hello, Tate. Are you there?
How's everybody tonight?
Doing good.
Great. Sorry I missed last week.
Oh, no, that's
family
fine. What's
going on?
I know. Family stuff goes on during the summer, right?
Yeah.
It never stops.
Okay. I'll read you two.
Okay.
They're not very long.
All right.
They're pretty short. Okay.
All right.
The first one's called Birthright.
Wheat fields wave across the meadow, bright yellow beneath a sky of blue. Beautiful swaths of sun-bleached straw cut down long before they're due. So like the children of our city, colored yellow, red, brown, and gold, they live out their lives in dog years, struck down long before they're old. This sickness flows through our land, leaving the helpless and despaired, where all are made to be thrown out, undersaved, or even repaired. When the silent spring finally comes and all the birds are in a museum, we'll sell our birthright for a song so the children can pay to see them. Then all the beauty will be gone as our grandchildren run out to play, not under the blue or across the green, but in the trash from yesterday.
I like that one. That was
all
cool.
Right.
That was
half cool. Squatch, you can turn yourself on just to clap.
Just to clap. Got it.
Totally bucks.
Just to clap. No, Tate, that was great, man. Really enjoyed
Thanks.
That one.
Thank you.
This one I wrote this week is just called The Midwest. It's really short.
All right. All right.
I was born of the ceaseless plains with the endless sky above. It was there I learned to wander, and it was there I learned to love. Despite where life has taken me, from green grass to black sea foam, I'd cried to reach wind-filled valley, will I ever find a home? The days of life would pass on to years, distant plains rang out a plea, over the rivers and valleys where my home had drank of me. The Midwest had been calling me as it echoed out in song. I am the land of your fathers, and here is where you belong.
Nice write, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that's great. It's great hearing your work again.
Yes.
Thank you. I like the haiku about the woman that was weaned on an icicle.
Yes. Yeah, Steve's got talent, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He hurts me all the time.
So I'd like about
the show's great tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And David said to say hi. He's very appreciative of the works of his you've played on there.
Oh, yeah. He's a great writer, too. I can't – enough know. Praise on him.
And such a cool voice.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah. He plays that gothic voice really well.
I was going to say, when I die and somebody narrates my life, I want it to be David.
Does that happen after you die? Someone just narrates your life?
Well, most people say they want Morgan Freeman. I would rather have David Paget.
I want to just hire David Paget. I want to just hire David Paget to deliver really bad news for me.
There you go.
Have him show up in a black car in a suit and then tell people things and leave.
Sorry, I'm a visual thinker.
That's beautiful.
Oh my God. You know, his ability to master old English. The terminologies, the wording, especially the naval terms, it's just without compare.
Yes. Definitely has a love for the ocean, it seems like.
He wrote one called The Landau. You ought to read that someday.
I will go looking for it.
Maybe we can get him to record it for us.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I might be able to get him to record it. I don't know.
David, if you're listening, record that for us, please.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's really good. Well, have a good night.
Excellent. Thank you, Tate.
Thank you so much.
Okay, guys.
All right.
See you later.
Have a good one.
See Catch you next week.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, so let's just move along.
Yes.
We got some great people here.
Yes, we do.
An amazing poet. I always love his work so much.
Now, he's from the Mitten State also.
Is he as well? That's right. But let me have him on the line here. His name is Chris. Chris, are you there?
Yeah. How you doing, guys?
Doing good. How you doing?
Tate was good.
Yeah, he was.
Well, I got one thing to say for y'all. The second song, I thought we went to the After Hours program.
My apologies. That's
our board monkeys in the penalty box right now.
Yeah, no.
Don't worry, we deliver him. We have pizza that's delivered. We take it to him in the penalty box. He's happy.
Yes.
Well, give him some potato chips, a brew to drink, and sit back and think about his punishment.
Exactly.
Lucky devil.
He'll do it every week if he gets potato chips and brew.
Oh, God, anyway. Well, I got a couple for you. This one's called 17 Syllables. It's a few senrus.
All right.
So just let them put it together for you.
Okay.
I think it's the eyes that give it away. Yes. Yes. It is in the eyes. Flex and swirls that glow. The way I couldn't breathe. Move. And then, God, she smiles. Ever find your rainbow? Right then, right there. Just like that. Living. Breathing. Light. And then the eyes pass. They weren't looking for at you. That look swept past. I tasted midnight and the salt sea spray again and empty moonlight. Dreams catch up with you long, long after you let go and hurt just as much. That's 17 syllables.
I like that one.
Man.
You know what that was about anyway, for the haiku senru master.
Yes.
That was pretty evident. Those moments that you wish were yours. Which brings us into the next one. It's called A Room of Many Colors. We have so many thoughts. Thoughts that flow and stream through our consciousness. Some are thoughts that we hold tightly, lest they might escape our grasp and thence somehow lessen our lives. Some are thoughts that are memories of thens and the wish they were nows. That could have been. Our minds have so many rooms, the doors to which are both sometimes open and sometimes not. And yet some other rooms are sometimes so locked by our choice that not even we can enter and touch the echoes held within. Each room has its own shades of meanings, a mix and a swirl of colors, often painted with hope brushes. Sometimes the base is tears, and others it is the blood leaked from eyes so aware, so very aware. A room of many colors. I walked within my mind, paused, stood, and held my breath, listened, and the walls flowed silently, one into the other, into another, into now. A room of many colors, the taste of life, its airy enclosure turned inward, and crystalline roses glowing in the morning sun, misting coffeeed eyes. Silent reflections carry the warmth to shadows pausing on the shore. Sometimes we need to dream, and not to replace thens with nows. Sometimes that smile doesn't even haunt. Sometimes it is the special closeness we feel leaking out to reality, the only way we know how to let it. Yeah, rooms of many colors, and sometimes even of hell. We just aren't always as innocent as we believe ourselves to be, nor as guilty as we think we are. That's that one.
Sorry about the delay on that one. The half squatch was drinking his brew and eating on a potato chip. He couldn't really reach over and hit the button for us.
Chris, you know that. In all honesty, too, like, you know, when a lot of times when you call in and you read, we're actually sitting here just quietly, really listening to it, and when it's over, it's just kind of like you just want to let it sit for a second,
yeah,
before you say anything.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. If you got time for one little one, I've got one little one.
Sure. That's up to me. Sure.
Okay. It's called Listening to the World Time. And there's a dash between each of those words, so it's all one word. Listening to the World Time. 4 a.m. Another Thursday. Listening to the World Time in passing and pausing. Coffee and my thoughts, your thoughts, another day's beginning. Thoughts like rivulets flowing down the panes of my eyes. Fill the morning's light with me. Several good ways to think on how that moment could have rocked the world.
Very well done.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you guys.
Hey, we appreciate
you. And I'm sure your interview went awesomely.
It went pretty well.
You'll find out Monday when they post the new Radio Voodoo. And for those that are listening to us and are interested, Monday afternoon, go ahead and go out to RadioVoodooDenver.com.
That's right. We'll also put a link on our site and our Facebook and all that, too.
Give it a listen. I'll hit the poetry sites that I normally hit with the interview information as well.
That should be a fun time. Hopefully, Dell will have gotten my AC adapter to me so I can use my laptop by then.
Hope so.
That's iffy and strange. I mean, I've only had to call them 3 times and still haven't gotten an adequate answer back from them yet.
It's just
an ongoing issue.
Well, we understand how that goes.
Yeah, it does. We know tech issues.
Well, hey, best of luck with it, Chris, and we are so glad you're calling us again, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you guys wanted to hear me, so I took the effort to be here for it.
I appreciate that so much, really.
Thank you.
It's not taken for granted, Chris. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Let's get the next person on so that they can have their time in the sun.
Yes, good. Absolutely. Okay. Chris, have a great night. Thank you, sir.
You too. Way cool, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
That's Chris on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio.
Now, speaking of another evolution.
Oh, yes.
We have a new caller from across the pond. Atlantic Ocean.
And this time it's not Titus.
It's not Titus. This is a new caller. Yeah. Yes. And has, I'm just saying, we've only talked to her on the phone for a minute. An amazing voice.
Yes.
Ugh. Lily, are you there?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Hey, Lily, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
Doing well. Thank you for joining our family.
You're more than welcome. It's lovely to be here.
And thank you for holding for so long.
That's quite all right. No problem.
So what do you have for us?
I have 2 poems that I've written.
Perfect.
They're not too long, but I hope you enjoy them.
All right, thank you.
And just tell me when to go.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. My first one is called "For There the Zephyr Waits." When lost upon squally seas, and eyes are blinded by lightning thoughts, booming thunder, all that fills your ears, think of home. When angry waves drown you, leaving you drenched and heavy, skin taut from drying salt, set your sails homeward bound. When the tumult of life's ocean eddies and spins your vessel, and you lose your footing upon her decks, right your compass to shore. When icy winds cut you, chill your body and ache your bones, look for my warming beacon, I will keep the fires lit. And when you are in fear of capsizing, pause, take control, and just breathe. Close your eyes, guide yourself to calmer waters, those you see over the horizon. For there the zephyr waits to ease the savage tempest that surrounds you. Her quietness will hold you steady, lingering across your key, lulling you to slumber, her sunshine kissing your face. Relax within her safe harbour, moor yourself to her sides, and let her soothe away the storm to rest within her serenity.
Wow.
Lily, that was a lovely piece.
Lily, before you begin your next piece, I need to explain to Michael, no, she does not have a British accent. We have an American accent. All right? We came from there.
British accent.
I think you could be reading the bus schedule and Michael would be listening intently.
No, but actually, Lily, the work was very, very good.
Yeah, it was.
We really enjoyed it. Thank you. And then, so you have another for us, too.
I do have another one. This is called True North.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. She sat to his right, his heart, his west, and he gazed upon her in wonder. He admired her strength, her beauty, and how she could swallow a sun and make it come alive again inside of her. She glowed resplendent in a gown of gold, and every touch warmed his heart. Even when the stars shone, they did not steal from her loveliness. They simply added an elegance as they sparkled within her eyes. And for eons he loved her. Then one day, when the North opened his eyes, he caught a glimpse of something even more beautiful. The east was soft and gentle, her early morning grace draped in dew, her voice the envy of nightingales, and her quietness wrapped him in tranquility. She didn't possess the fire of the west, but it had a peace and serenity about her that he adored, and he fell in love. His west wept, recalling yesteryears and how for eons she had worshipped him, and she poured her rain, creating oceans deep enough to fill the south. She looked to her north, her tears stung, begging him to glance down and remember the dreams that now pulled at his feet. But to no avail. He had drawn them both like magnets, and even though she roared her pain as thunder for weeks, the north only had eyes for his east and heard not the west's despair. Now the west no longer smiles as she did. Her radiance dulled as a fire slowly dies. She sits upon the horizon each night and swallows the sun just as she always did, but now it no longer glows within her. And as the moon arises, instead of falling into the north's aura, she tumbles into the night's blanket of melancholy, hiding amongst the stars, watching her true north from a distance and loving him silently.
Lily, strong read. Both of them.
Thank you very much.
And you're paired up with a very good writer, too. You sent me an email.
Oh, my
with
goodness,
a,
yes.
With a track
fabulously talented writer, Aaron de Mondron.
Yes.
We are currently in the process of producing a collaborative book, a collection of works between us. It's a story poem, if you like. Which runs, it's called Lust, Love, and Yesterdays, and it'll run the process of a love affair between two broken people who start off like most love affairs do, completely lust-filled, then it's into love, and then into ultimately destroying each other. It's a fabulous experience to write with him. He's amazing.
Yes.
And if you ever get to read his work, and air it'll blow your mind.
Well, brilliant. I've gotten to read his work. I actually got to hear him perform live. One of the first poetry open mics he ever did was one that I hosted down in Inglewood.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
He is, yeah. So, you know what I say is true. And it is a big honor to be writing with him. So.
And I'm sure he feels the same way about you, too.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
Lily, thank you so much for calling. And please, I know it's very early there. Or late, depending on how you're looking.
Yes.
but please call us again. We really enjoy your work, and all
thank
of that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I very much enjoyed that, and I would love to phone again. Thank
awesome.
You.
Excellent. Well, have a wonderful late sleep.
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night. Bye.
Lily from across the pond, ladies and gentlemen.
From across the pond.
Yes.
I love how diminutive that term is because it's an excellent use of the word pond.
Yes.
I love it.
And it's definitely not a pond.
Well, it's not like it's the Pacific Ocean.
Well, I mean, specifically, it's not the Pacific Ocean.
That's true.
Okay. So, hey, I'm going to read a submission, guys.
Oh, you got all one. Right.
Yeah. From awesome. Marietta Maglas. Okay. And this all one right. is called Echo of the Highest Peak Oxymoron Poem.
All right.
Give me 1 second here to pull it up and also make sure that...
It's clean?
Well, no, I've already read this.
I couldn't do the show if you both were in the penalty box.
Oh, I think maybe we should just put you in the non-penalty box. How about we change the penalty box into the perfect person box, and you can go sit in it, and we'll be out here in the real world, my friend. Okay. The Echo of the Highest Peak, Oxymoron Poem. We've been in the burning frost of the highest peak to unlock the open secrets and to leave the sweet sorrow. In my upward fall, I told the pure evilness, I want nothing more and ne'er again. I hung the word. In that eloquent quietness, I hung the quietness in the air. I found its own sense in the opposite. The word and the quietness were like the hole in the star. In that spiritual freezer burning, I found the insomniac. Dreams of my destiny and the waking dreams of my undestiny. You made them become numb feelings and vice versa, much more than a lyric song becomes music to be becomes music sound to be a lyric song again. In that magic realism, my silent scream was moved into its echo and become deafening silence forever. Fairly obvious, the down-climbing evilness echoed, I want nothing more and never again. Nothing more and never again. And that was by Marietta Maglas. That's the Echo of the Highest Peak Oxymoron Poem.
Well,
good submission.
That was very much so. Now, do you have something for us?
I was gonna do one of mine that I wrote this week, actually.
Okay, great. And then we're gonna move to Studio X to do this week's
music submission.
This week's music submission.
All right. So this is entitled Wasted Youth. I was sitting around listening to some old 80s hair band music, and it brought back a lot of memories of my younger days. And I wrote this. It's more of a confessional piece, so
watch out, everybody.
My ears are ringing with the screaming of guitars, notes played with anger and irreverence. My days of my youth spent on diversions and perversions at the closing of the decade of decadence. Staggering home from the bar early in the morning, addictions that were unfettered and out of control. The sunrise burns this poet's weary eyes, reckless abandon and intoxication taking its toll. Looking for the next high, like nothing else matters, night train and booger sugar setting me free, abusing amphetamines to get much more of life, exploring the world through goggles labeled LSD. Waking up stunned, dazed and confused, feeling the noise from within, from the night before, unknown beauties in the bed next to me, rocket queens I will not see anymore. Writing my poetry in my parents' kitchen, smoking and brewing coffee at 4 a.m., while discussing life, lust, and love, sobering up with my best friend. Memories come rushing back, endless stream of drugs, women, and bars. I wonder how I survive those days when I hear once more the screaming guitars.
Nice.
So, yeah.
I like it, man.
Yeah, I was a product of the 80s hair band. Actually, I was kind of on the fringe. I was still kind of pushing the edge as far as poetry is. And then, like, I had a couple of friends, Doug and Dave, that were like, hey, you got to check out this band. I'm listening to The Cure, and they're listening to, like, Poison, Warrant, Slaughter, Rat.
So, you know, I...
That's all before your time. You were very young at that point.
Mm. No, we all go through a dark period. We go through a dark time, and that was yours.
Yes.
Musically.
Yours is the Bieber phase that you had.
I never came out of that phase.
But
he's the new Elvis. What are you talking about?
He is the Elvis of this day and age. No, he's not. I can't even say that.
All right. Okay. Hey.
So we have to move over to Studio X.
Let's make our voices resound with the quality of what we're saying right now.
Exactly. The half squats, you will come out of the penalty box versus Studio X section because you have to operate the hover cart.
We're going to put a couch in there and call it the normal man room next time, okay?
But
the everyman, the humble poet room with its own throne.
We have a David Paget poem we're going to play while we're transferring over to Studio X.
Ooh.
Yes.
All right.
Now? Oh, okay.
No. Sometime in the next 40.
Church of Winslow Hayes. The sea that batters the eastern coast has often subdued the land. 500 years have seen the retreat of a mile of cliffs and sand. When tides are low in the summertime, from beneath the distant swell, the villagers lying abed at night hear the tolling of a bell. The bell resounds up the village street and rattles the cobblestones as the villagers close the shutters tight and lock the doors of their homes. They hear the sound of a wooden stump as it echoes along the street, the wooden leg of the mate John Clegg from Drake's Armada fleet. The thump is steady and purposeful as it heads toward the sea, where the bell still rings for matins as in 1563, when priests were burned for popery in the England of those days. They used the little singing cakes in the Church of Winslow Hayes. John Clegg was a surly Protestant and the servant of the Queen, so the use of the cakes for massing bread, he thought it was quite obscene. The vicar had lent to the Roman Church the Reverend Walter Rays, and Clegg had stood and harangued him there in the Church of Winslow Hayes. You'll bring your popish habits here at the risk of mortal pain. I fought for the Queen Elizabeth to see off the King of Spain. If you don't revert to the massing bread and the Book of Common Prayer, I'll see to the piling of faggots when they burn you in the square. But Walter Rays would never be stayed by the threats of an ignorant tar. He said, I only answer to God for the what and the where we are. The form is not as important as the salving of the soul. You'd better look to your own before the devil takes you all. But Clegg had waited for matins. He returned with a burning brand, set fire to the ancient tapestries, the pews and the altar stand. He raised his cutlass and brought it down on the Romish vicar's head, and he cursed the Church of Winslow Hayes as the vicar lay there, dead. The sea rose up in a sudden storm and it swept across the land, engulfed the Church of Winslow Hayes as if raised by God's own hand. The land had tilted beneath the sea, and the church had settled deep with the bodies of Clegg and Walter Rays in the bell tower and the keep. So now, when the tide repents and drops to a fathom over the bell, the toll rings out from the surly deep like a call to the fiends from hell. And the stump sounds over the cobblestones as Clegg, for his soul's sake, pays. He carries a burning firebrand to the Church of Winslow Hayes.
Do you?
Well, David.
Well.
He sounded like he was in Studio X when he was recording that.
Close to it.
I think sometimes Studio X is more of a peace of mind, state of mind, than it is a physical location. Until we're in here, and then I remember.
It is a physical location.
It is a physical location.
With like 12 urinals.
Weren't there 13 last time?
No, there were 24 to start off.
24. What happened, man?
He's making room for all the musical equipment. And Andy.
Well, Andy does take up a lot of room, which is weird.
That is.
Okay, so I've always wondered, in here, I get the distinct feeling there's other secret passageways.
Yes.
If I pull on one of these handles, will a wall spin into something?
It could.
Where is there left to go after a bathroom like this?
Studio Z, which is reserved for the elite musicians.
Oh, and who's this going to be?
That's we've never seen it.
We've never seen. We won't know because we're not elite.
Yeah,
Middle class shaming, my friend.
I know, sorry.
Middle class shaming.
That's hate speech there. Now you're going to go back in the penalty box.
I didn't say anything.
Hey, you're going to go in the nice poet box, and we're going to put the lock on the outside to make sure no one bothers you.
Thank you. With the padded walls.
With the padded walls.
And the special
it's so comfortable.
Jacket.
It is so comfortable. You can just run at the wall all day and nothing will happen. Okay.
All right.
So
this week's submission is Dennis.
Oh. Hey, everybody.
I had to make sure.
Dennis selected Homeward Bound by Simon and Garfunkel.
Okay.
As interpreted by Mr. Michael Amade.
Let's hope I don't screw this up.
You'll be fine.
Thank you for the encouragement. I'm sitting in the railway station, ticket for my destination. On a tour, one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand. And every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are sleeping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love is waiting silently for me. Every day's an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, with my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again. I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity and emptiness in harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right. Before we go on, you want to do one more, right?
Yeah, we were talking about a few others.
Okay.
Think
on it. I'm going to give you the challenge for next week.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a choice.
Okay.
You can either choose JT's submission or you can choose the Phantom's submission.
Ooh. All right. I'm going to do yours the week after next.
That's fine.
So you're going to choose the
Phantom. Yeah, because I know she chose something probably insanely weird for me to do.
Yes.
Okay.
She chose, I got to pull it up because they're in two different formats here.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's called Tamacoon by Rodrigo y Gabriela.
Oh.
No, that's
Rodrigo
incredibly.
Y Gabriela, that's a Spanish guitar duo.
No, and she was playing with that one, actually, because it's two guitars and there's no way you could pull that off.
Oh, jackass. Really? You don't think I know two guitarists?
That's,
you don't think I know another guitarist that could come in and do it?
I think you do know another
no
guitarist.
There's no way I could pull it off,
that.
Huh? Oh. Really?
You would own that. No, but her serious, that was just her joke submission. Her serious submission is the song Miss Jackson by Panic at the Disco done on acoustic guitar.
Lame. I like the first one better.
Do
okay,
them both.
Miss Jackson.
Miss Jackson?
Do them both.
By Panic at the Disco. And let's do it.
All right.
I got it. I got it written down now in terrible doctor handwriting. I'm totally going to forget what you said. I'll have to listen back and do it later.
Yeah, you know, we're always in contact all week long. Anyway, you can hit me up for more information. All right, so what are you doing for next?
Spanish guitar, not
Slayer.
Slayer. I told him if anybody listening, if someone had recommended a like heavy metal song or something, I was going to do it in just flamenco guitar style. All right. You know what? You just put me in the right mood for this one.
All right.
We worked on this back when we were still at KDKO. We came up with this in the room before the show, this cover.
Oh, okay.
I've never debuted this.
Well, okay. I got to get the lyrics.
Yeah, I mean,
too,
if you guys want to kind of sing along lightly with it in the background, feel free.
We can.
Everybody knows this song. It's just a different take on it. And don't take it as seriously as you probably will.
Get up, nothing gets me down. You got it tough.
So tough. So tough.
I see the toughest around. Baby, I know just how you feel. You gotta roll. Getting what's real. Don't you see me standing here? I got my back against the record machine. Ain't the worst that you see.
It's the worst.
Can't you see what I mean? Might as well jump. Go ahead and jump. Well, jump. Go ahead and jump. Oh, oh, hey, you who said that, baby, how you been? See, you don't know, you won't know until we begin. I got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you see. Can't you see what I mean? Might as well jump. Go ahead and jump. Might as well jump. Go ahead and jump. Might as well jump. Go ahead and jump. Might as well jump. Go ahead and jump.
Wow. Oh, that was fun.
That was very different. I like it.
We'd never practiced that before together either.
No, we really haven't.
We kind of goofed with it at KZKO a while back.
Well, you were there when I was figuring it out, so.
Right. Wow. I can't wait to hear that on a rebroadcast, actually.
Well, if you like it, if you hate it, whatever, drop us a line. WorldPoetryOpenMic.net. You can send us poetry there. You can contact us. You can tell us what you like, what you don't like, and all that. But we love to hear from you.
Excellent. All right. So that's been World Poetry Open Mic. Stay tuned next week when Michael does the Phantoms Challenge. We hope to hear for your poetry. If you're listening and have not given us a try yet, give us a call. If you're a return caller, we'd love to hear from our family as well.
And next week, something really crazy is going to happen.
Startling.
Mystical.
Stay tuned next week.
By the way,
bat time. Same bat channel.
I'm really surprised they don't use that for baseball.
I know.
Have a good night, everybody.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way. Got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again.
Has it spotted you? Oh no.